What is up? Welcome in to Lambeau Speak. This is episode 22, talking about our week 9 big Packers victory against the Rams. This is a Toilets Tiles Podcast Network production. Thanks for tuning in. I am Nate Wallen. You can find me on Twitter at Nate_Dirt19. I'm joined by Mr. Bobby Winter. You can find him on Twitter at Bobby A. Winter. He is feeling a little under the weather today, so his voice is comes and goes. But, hey, we appreciate him being there, you know, toughing it out.
Yeah. Yeah, I finally got the medicine I needed, so hopefully I can get through a whole episode.
Heck yeah. So it was fun. There was a lot of kind of slow-going game. We scored in the first half. That was wild to me. You know, it's been since week one that we scored a touchdown in the first half. You know, I was talking to Bobby before the show that, you know, there were still some things that were left to desire. But, you know, a win's a win. I don't really care who you're playing, who the quarterback is. You know, it's very hard to win in the NFL, regardless of who's under center, like we saw in the Vikings-Falcons game where Josh Dobbs got signed Tuesday and came in and they won the game. So before we get going, I do want to say a couple things. You can find the show on Twitter at Toilets to Titles. You can find all our content, everything we do over at ToiletsToTitles.com, all our articles, mock drafts, player rankings. If you're into fantasy football, Coach has a Dudes and Duds that drops every Wednesday. Rich and Jason have their fantasy football rankings that drop Thursdays. There's also IDP articles that get dropped weekly, so check that out. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe button and the little bell so you know when we go live on all of our shows. And if you're listening to this on Apple, please give us a 5-star review. We would appreciate that. And if you would like to interact with the team, whether it's myself, Bobby, anybody else on the network, and the rest of the 240 or 50 people that are in the group, hit us up, get in our Gilded chat. It's completely free. There's tons of advice. We talk about, you know, in the off season, we'll do mock drafts. Just anything football related is there. So hit us up. You're more than welcome to join. It's a good time. So, and last but not least, this month, we are giving away a Yeti cooler. At the end of the month, you'll have to go back and watch the flagship show from Tuesday night. There is a phrase, basically, they're going to get you and you have to email it in. But if you join the Gilded chat, subscribe on YouTube. All the information is on our Twitter, how to win that cooler. So it doesn't cost you anything to get involved. So like I said, check it out. And if you got any questions, hit us up. So that being said, let's get into it. The Packers win 20-3 over the LA Rams, the Brett Rypien-led LA Rams. You know, it was a pretty miserable game, really. Like it seemed there was a lot of just kind of slow going, some turnovers. The Rams never made it to the red zone. That was good. You know, the Packers were not good in the red zone. 1-4. Not which we like to see. Better on third down this week than we have been, 50%, which still sucks, but better than it has been. So, you know, I thought that Love showed some good stuff. You know, there was some play calls that were made that you looked were like, why don't we do that more often? You know, throw it in the middle of the field. The middle of the field seems to be open quite a bit. You know, like those plays to Luke Musgrave, which was a pretty cool play design. But it seems like the middle of the field is open quite a bit. I know Rodgers never liked to throw over the middle after the whole Jermichael Finley incident, you know, which was not good, but the NFL kind of has gotten away from guys getting just decapitated over the middle of the field. So I think that's somewhere, you know, it's easier. Most quarterbacks, it's a lot easier for them to throw the ball in between the numbers, especially to a big guy like Luke Musgrave. You know, that's kind of what I've taken. I still think we need to be under center more, and I can say that every day, but it won't matter. But, you know, what did you think about the offense?
Yeah, actually, speaking of throwing over the middle of the field, that last play that they ran right before the end of the half, remember where Romeo Doubs caught it and then they added 4 seconds into it. They had time for one more play before they can kick the field goal, which they, you know, missed. But it was just like a nice little like inside slant route right over the middle. And I was like, it was so quick. You know what I mean? Like plays like that are like really what this offense should be focusing on, getting the ball out of Love's hands faster, right? So you don't have to worry about the offensive line blocking well or not, you know what I mean? Thrown over the middle field, like you said, it appears like it's open, you know, and it's just quick game, you know, I feel like it would help get the offense into a rhythm better. I know that really the big thing that's been keeping the offense out of a rhythm has just been the penalties, which has persisted through this week. One thing it's coaching. Another thing is, it's just boneheaded mistakes. You know what I mean? Like, and I you're going to have to explain this to me like I'm five. What is going on with this offensive offsides thing? I'm looking at what the Eagles do and they're doing the exact same thing.
So I'm not sure how that's, I mean, the one play, they were both on fourth down. So it doesn't matter which one I talk about. The Rams are in the neutral zone on the, one of the cameras, you know what I mean? So I know it's a point of emphasis. I think the NFL is trying to get away from some of that. You know, they want the whole, I hate that play, by the way, that the Eagles run. I hate that. Like, this isn't right.
I don't hate it because other teams aren't as good at it as they are.
I know. But
if it was proven to be like an unstoppable play, then yeah, I would hate it. But the Eagles are really good at it. Every other team isn't.
Yeah. But anyways, that I think they're trying to like deter people from doing that. I'm not sure what it was, you know, because the first one they called on Yash Nyman, and I don't think it was even on him. Right. I think they said the wrong number, and I think it was on, you know, John Runyon or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think they both were, but he doesn't look offsides to me. And I kept looking all over the place to try to figure out what, you know, like you said, to be explained, because he doesn't appear to be offsides. And both those penalties, it was like, we're just, you know, that just kills all the momentum, any rhythm we had.
Right. The game was closer than it actually should have been. I mean, we dominated the Rams.
Yeah,
we really did.
Yeah.
You know, and it was mistakes like that. And then the only thing, just one last thing on that is when they were talking about it in the broadcast, because every time they kept mentioning it in the broadcast, they're like, oh yeah, he's clearly offsides. I'm like, clearly? But I guess what it is like your helmet, like only in the center when he's lined up with the ball, right?
Yep.
So any players behind or next to him must be behind him by one helmet length. So like the front of Runyon's helmet can't exceed the back of the center's helmet.
Yeah. Well, but it's funny because when you look at the picture, Elgton Jenkins is the same place.
I know. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Plus, I mean, we were on Twitter after the game. There's a ton of comparisons to what they were doing as to what the Eagles do week in and week out, yeah. And they never once get called for it. We got called for it twice in one game.
Yeah, it was frustrating. You know, and I know the conditions weren't great. The Dontavian Wicks fumble. He was trying to. I have no problem. It sucks.
Me neither. Me neither. He was trying to make the play.
It sucks that it was after that big return from Nixon, which was great. Yeah. But trying to make a play. You know, Aaron Jones was.
Dude, it was raining out too. Like the ball was slick. Like it shit happens.
You know, luckily that our defense was playing well enough, as it should have been. You know, to not really, it didn't matter.
Right.
You know, one thing that is frustrating for me offensively, and I will say the sacks we took, one of them that I remember for sure was, you know, Love just held on the ball way too long. And that might've been one of the ones towards the end, but there was, I mean, it's Aaron Donald. He's awesome. One of the best players in the NFL still. You know, needs at least two guys on him to maybe try and stop him. You know, their defensive line is front is going to be good when Aaron Donald's there, as long as he can have a guy that kind of helps him out. I mean, I feel like I could maybe get a couple sacks in an NFL season if he was next to me, probably not, but you know what I mean? So I thought that they played okay. You know, some dumb penalties. I think they get too cute sometimes on like that third and inches where AJ Dillon's trying to run around the outside. Like, just run straight.
Totally. Like,
don't be dumb and try to go this way. Just go downhill and put your head down.
Yeah.
Because he averaged, I just looked, four a carry or something. He had a good game today.
He really did.
You know, Aaron Jones had 18 carries and they averaged like 3.5 or 3.8, something like that, which whatever. He still played well. Minus the fumble, you know, but, you know, the one thing, I guess my big still, and you and I were texting about during the game is the like underutilization of Christian Watson. I don't know. I mean, Romeo Doubs is clearly the wide receiver one for this team. I don't know if just because Love trusts him more or what it is, but Watson had two targets.
Yeah.
You know, I know Love only had 26 attempts. Was he 20 or 26 or 22 or 20 or 26?
Yeah.
You know, so he had a good day throwing the ball. I mean, didn't take a lot of deep shots, but we're not good at taking deep shots. So it's okay to not take a lot of deep shots. You know, keep it within 10 yards. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I just wish they would get him a little more involved.
I agree. And one of the things I was thinking about, actually, because when me and you were texting about that during the game, like, obviously, Watson has a unique skill set. He's very tall and he's very fast and he can run in a straight line very well. But I mean, you saw them do it last year with some of those like crossing routes that he would just eat up defenders in. Yeah. Not every pass to him has to be this straight line down the field, you know? They could have him run slants. I mean, he's still big and fast. You know what I mean? They could incorporate him into some of these different things, kind of like how they're using Romeo Doubs. And I mean, Romeo's very fast too, but yeah. I don't know. I feel like Christian Watson, if given the opportunity to do some other things in this offense, could probably excel.
Well, there's, you know, I think that those drag routes he'd run last year, you know, like those are like a shallow cross, whatever. Those are great. And then he scored his first touchdown last year on a jet sweep. Like, where's that been? Is it just Jaden Reed that gets to do that now?
So weird.
You know, so that's it's weird to me that that's the case. You know, I think Dobbs and Reed and Watson are good quality wide receivers. I do. I think the contested catch thing is still an issue a little bit, but I think that comes with time, you know, because you see a lot of these experienced guys, whether, you know, like watching right now, like whether it's like Stephon Diggs, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, like when a ball is underthrown to them, they're probably going to get pass interference. You know, like, I don't know if that comes with time or what, but, and that, maybe too is, you know, the deep ball to Watson that was underthrown. Is Love scared to let it rip? Like, he has an arm to throw the ball. It's not even that long of a pass. You know, I know it was raining, but it seems like it's not the only time. So,
no, you're right. I feel like his deep ball has just gotten worse throughout the year. It could be a confidence thing. Yeah. I think maybe, you know, because like you said, in the beginning of the year, they were not afraid to rip it down the field. They were taking three or four, sometimes five deep shots a game. And this game they did too. You know, I think it might be a confidence thing with him. But the only other thing I wanted to say about the offense before we move on to the defense was, would you look at that? You make Aaron Jones a big part of your offense and you score more points than you had in multiple games combined.
Funny how that works, isn't it?
So crazy, right?
Everybody's been saying it.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, and like you said, he only averaged 3.6 a carry or whatever, but I mean, he picked up multiple first downs. He was productive catching the ball. He had a touchdown. It's just having him, it's a different to the off. Yeah. Has to play you differently, you know?
Yeah. No, I think it was, you know, it's nice to have him back, you know, at full strength, whether it's if he just finally is now or what, but. You know, so moving on to the defensive side of the ball, a couple, you know, Jair played, I thought Jair played well, had a couple pass deflections. Would have been nice to have a couple interceptions there, but, Anthony Johnson Jr. gets his first interception. So that's cool. Jonathan Owens played well. I thought, you know, Carl Brooks, hopefully Kenny Clark's injury is not a serious one. But you know, I thought the defense as a whole played well. Again, granted, it was Brett Rypien. Their offensive line's not that good. You know, but still, it doesn't matter. You know, they still have Cooper Kupp. Puka Nacua has shown that he's a very good receiver too. You know, and those guys had like, what, five catches for like 30 or 40 some yards combined. I can't remember what it was now. So, you know, I thought they were able to shut him down. I thought the secondary played well as a whole without Rasul, which I'm still not happy about. I thought that was a stupid move by Gutekunst. I don't, you know, it's not like he was costing him a bunch of money. You know, he's a locker room guy, a leader. You know, I think it said it was so shitty. They didn't even sit him down. Gutekunst called him and told him, and Rasul hung up on him because he thought he was joking. Right. And then Mark Murphy called him and thanked him for his service. And then he went and met with Aaron Jones and they cried for a while. And Keyshawn Nixon was all tore up about it. Like,
yeah,
it was, I don't know.
Yeah, it was disappointing. I obviously I wanted to touch on that too. I had forgotten about it, but at the beginning of the show. But yeah, I mean, how many times have I come on this year so far and said Rasul's been the best player on our defense this year? You know, yeah. I feel like he's been playing some of his best ball this year, and like you said, like he's turned into like a leader on that was a leader on that defense. And when Gutekunst said why he traded him, he was like, you know, I got an offer that just seemed too good to turn down. I'm like, all right, so I'm looking at least a second round pick, right? Like, mm-hmm. We have to also remember what we paid to get him. You know, I mean, we signed him off of a practice squad.
Yeah.
We kind of hit the lotto with that
shit, yeah.
You know?
I agree, but at the same time, it's like, okay, you got a third. Who gives a shit?
Oh, yeah. And we didn't even just get a third. We had to give up a fifth in return.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you kidding me? I'd much rather have Rasul than a third round pick.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind. Especially with, I mean, it wasn't that long ago where the Packers secondary was the void on this team. Yeah. And it's like, now that you actually have like a good secondary, you're really just going to like trade one of them away for a ham and cheese sandwich.
And we don't know. We still don't know what we have with Eric Stokes. I mean,
right. Stokes still isn't playing.
There was times his rookie year where I thought he looked really good. You know, there was things he did really, really well. You know, like just tracking the ball. That's not something you can like learn that well. you know, you can, but a guy that can track the ball well, you know, I remember like Kevin King, like he turned his head around as fast as like a goddamn freight line, like a freight train. Like he couldn't track the ball, mm-hmm. You know, Stokes can, and he never looked like he was out of place. I thought really, you know, sometimes like a rookie, he'll be someone you'll be like, what are you doing? You know, like, and I'm not saying like I would be in place, but you know what I'm saying? Like they look like they're just lost. I never thought that he's fast as shit.
Super fast.
You know, so I'd love to see what we got with him, but you know, he's hurt. So I just thought it was weird to trade Ray Rasul to leave Jair, you know, and then I think that puts Keith on Nixon out there too much. You know, I thought he got hurt in that one play and I was very concerned. You know, because he's a spark plug for our offense with our, you know, with special teams or however you want to say it, you know, it gets the offense going. So he needs to be on the field. Not so much. I don't like as much as he's playing on defense. I really don't. I think you and I've talked, was that 2 or 3 weeks ago we talked about that?
Yeah.
That I feel like he loses his, I just forgot the word I'm looking for. Loses his like effectiveness if he's playing, you know, 40% of the snaps on defense.
I agree. But the last thing I'll say about the trade is it kind of shows what Gutekunst thinks the direction of the team is for the rest of the year, though.
Yeah.
It's clearly tank.
Mm-hmm.
Because why would you trade arguably? I think he actually is. I think he was the highest rated Packer player on PFF.
Yeah.
He was the best player on the team, and they traded him for a third round pick.
I think he was like a top five cornerback on PFF
in the league. Yeah. I mean, we were coming into the year saying that him and Jair were probably one of the best duos, if not the best duo in the league.
Yeah.
So,
I always thought Gutekunst was a dipshit, so whatever.
Yeah. I mean, how old is Rasul? 28?
29. 28 or 29. I don't know.
Yeah. So
right. I think I or maybe turned 29 this year. I don't remember now. Yeah. You know, it's frustrating, but it's a business, but I don't get that part.
Yeah. I mean, if they had treated
the guy, stop calling him on the phone, have him come in and talk to him, you asshole.
Yeah. I think it was tough though, because I think he got the call at the trade deadline,
but
I'm not trying to justify why they traded one of our best players.
I'm just saying like, talk to the guy, like bring him into the office to tell him, don't just call him and be like, hey, see ya. Get your shit. Get out.
Yeah. All right. But back to the defense. So I think my favorite player was Carl Brooks today. I think he had one of his best games as a pro. He was disruptive. It seemed like he was making plays every quarter. He was just a menace out there. Multiple tackles for loss.
Couple pass deflections.
Yeah.
He was spectacular today.
Jair seemed to be returning back to form, as you had mentioned. I think a lot of that might have just been the back injury, you know, because they even talked about it in the broadcast last week that he wasn't tackling the same way that he normally had. You know, it just seemed like he wasn't really playing at 100%, you know, but he looked 100% today, which is exciting. So that was awesome.
I guess I didn't realize Quay Walker was hurt. I must have missed that at the end of the week. But Isaiah McDuffie played really, really well, I thought, too.
That one play McDuffie had, shooting the gap, that was awesome. Carrington Valentine played pretty well for seeing some, like, increased playing time. Now, again, it was against a, you know,
but still,
quarterback making his fourth start or whatever. But that's the other thing too, is I still want to give the defense their flowers because they held a team to 3 points. Yes, it was with a quarterback that had never started a game for that team before, but that's what you're supposed to do to these teams. Mm-hmm. And they did. You know, there was Packers teams in the past that would let rookie quarterbacks go up and down the field and score 20 plus points, you know, and this Packers defense isn't doing that. Believe it or not, the strength of the team right now, which is crazy.
Well, I mean, it's like, it's true. You know, you look at the Falcons game, they were playing Jaren Hall and then Josh Dobbs, and they got beat 31-28 by the Vikings. Like, you know, that's pretty poor. You know, the Raiders just kicked the shit out of the Giants.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with Clayton Tune and a new coach.
Actually, is this an actual stat? I heard that any team, when their coach gets fired the next game, they have a 100% success rate to win the game.
It's probably pretty close.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if when they were saying that on the broadcast, if that was like just, you know, oh, it's like 100%, or if it actually is 100%.
It probably is.
Right?
Those guys hated Josh McDaniels. Most people do, I guess, but.
Yeah.
Those guys hated him.
Did you see that clip of Devontae playing basketball in the that was pretty funny.
Anyways, back to where we were going. This is what the defense is supposed to do. They looked good. You know, they were disruptive. They were able to stop the run. Seemed like they didn't, you know, I don't care if it's, you know, Brett Rypien or Stetson Bennett, who I know he's on the practice squad right now or whatever, but like, you still have Cooper Kupp, who not this year so much because the injury, but, you know, previous years past as a perennial all pro, you know, one of the best receivers that we've seen in our lifetime, probably, you know, really. And, you know, and like I said, Puka Nacua has been outstanding this year. He's like third in the league in catches as a rookie. You know, those guys can still get theirs. You know, obviously Brett Rypien can still make throws. So it's not like, you know, they still have to shut him down a little bit. So, you know, I thought they played well as a unit. You know, the special teams played well. Durs missed one kick. It was rainy and shitty, whatever. He made the other two. So, you know, what was one, 51 yards or something like that, I think, the one long one? Yep. You know, so we like to see that. You know, but I guess you could say they got better at complimentary football today, but it seems like we've really struggled at that. So, you know, I felt better after today's game. But it's still – the first half felt like it was still pretty tough to get going, I thought, you know, for the offense. You know, they had some good drives, but the penalties would kill them. You know, it just seemed like sometimes they were kind of not clicking. Like, they couldn't get that rhythm going. And they would, but, you know, I mean, we got grown left to do, and we know that. We're not
–
it's not like it's the be-all, end-all or whatever, but –
Yeah, I feel like the first half would have went a lot different if it weren't for the fourth quarter, or excuse me, the penalties on fourth down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was like they would convert the fourth down, then all of a sudden they get called back because of penalty. And it was like that changed the whole drive, you know, obviously. So, yeah, they really need to get the penalties thing cleared up. But once they do, I mean – Who knows what this offense could look like?
Yeah. And Jaden Reed, false start. Come on, dude. Like, just watch the ball.
It was just a bonehead mistake.
You know. But, yeah, it was a win. Win's a win. You know, snaps the losing streak. That's what we want to see. So, on to week 10, going to Pittsburgh. I just looked at their record. I don't remember what it is. I think they're like 5-3 maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, because they just beat the Titans.
Their offense is not good. Their defense usually plays pretty well. Part of me thinks it's a game we can win. It just depends on what offense shows up. You know, I think our defense will be able to hold them, you know, and do pretty well against them. It's in Pittsburgh, so we'll see how that goes for us. But I think it'll be a good game. I hope.
Yeah, I hope it will be a good game. You know, like maybe this is a game that the Packers could build upon, you know. It makes me a little nervous, though, going up against such a experienced coach.
Oh, yeah. Generally, that's our obvious loser for us. Going up against a real coach, like we are outcoached. And I think the toughness thing will be hard on us here. They're a lot tougher than we are.
Defensively, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you said, the one way that we could potentially stay in this game is by taking advantage of their offense and maybe getting a couple of turnovers that way. Yeah. What's their quarterback? Is Mitch going to be playing? Pickett's healthy, right? All right, so Pickett comes alive in the fourth quarter. Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of interceptions sometimes, though, so.
Sure.
Got that going for us. And Najee Harris is sometimes really good. You know, we'll just see what happens. Somebody got hurt last week that was a big one, and I don't remember who it was now for the Steelers. I know Cam Hayward came back. That's mm-hmm. big for them. Yep. Megan Fitzpatrick not playing is huge. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll just see what happens. You know, can't start slow. Maybe we score two times in the first half.
Hey, if he didn't miss that kick, which Durs has been great, I'm not going to give him slack. He's been a bright spot on this team.
Yeah, yeah.
We could have had double digit points. We were that close.
It's 10-7 or 10-3.
No, 7-3. Remember, he missed.
Going into shit, it was. We didn't get until the next till third quarter.
There was 4 seconds left, but he missed the kick.
Yeah, we almost did it.
I know, right? Because he's been so good this year. We thought it was automatic. We were like, oh, we're going into the half 10-7 or 10-3.
Yeah.
You know, but he missed. And I was like, I don't care. He's been so good all year.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. You know, hopefully things continue. I don't know. It just kind of, you never know what we're going to get. I thought the offensive line played okay. They have more than just Aaron Donald on the Steelers. So TJ Watt's a dog. So
for sure.
We'll see what happens. But that's all I got. You got anything else before we get out of here?
No, I think the key to the victory next week is, you know, kind of like what we alluded to earlier in the episode is, you know, focus on that short game or the not short game, quick game. Right. Short implies that you're doing a lot of like horizontal passing or passing behind the line of scrimmage or something like that. Just passing over the middle of the field, really quick passing.
Those two Mississippi throws where you get rid of the ball less than two Mississippi. Three-step drop, get rid of the football.
Don't have the into the back. Get it out, you know?
Yep.
For sure. And then, yeah, and just the defense has been playing well, man. If we can get a couple of turnovers, we could be in this game.
Yep, for sure. So, before I get out here too, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/toiletstitles. We would appreciate that. If you are a supporter, thank you so much for that. Check out the website, toiletstitles.com. You can find the show on Twitter at toiletstitles. You can find myself at Nate_dirt19. You can find Bobby at Bobby A. Winner. And thanks again for tuning in. We'll see y'all next week, hopefully after a Niners Packer victory. Have a good weekend.